truth is still true comes a show that gives you a reason to live. Our mayor, de Blasio, is eyeing a 2020 presidential run. Yes, New York City Mayor Werner Wilhelm Jr. says he's not ruling it out, wants to be the president of the United States. Whether or not de Blasio is presidential, I'll let you decide. Here he is in a 2017 appearance.
Motherfuckers.
I want to welcome you all to the Apollo Theater.
Sure, it's all right.
I want to welcome you all to the Apollo Theater. I want to welcome you all to the Apollo Theater.
Hit that one back all the way. It starts off kind of funny.
I ain't scared of you motherfuckers.
I love de Blasio in this, only in this setting.
I want to welcome you.
All right, that's
to rub the stump.
Yeah, the first. Is he the first mayor to rub the stump?
He's the first president, perhaps.
Oh, maybe he is. First president?
Yeah. Well, I think Bill Clinton probably rubbed.
We have a president here tonight. Gavin Wax is here. Ooh. Yes, he's kind of like the president of the city, in terms of Republicans.
It's impressive.
1/20th of the population.
Turds.
He's in charge of them, and that's what matters. Also, Urban Tarzan will be here later, who you introduced me to.
Yeah, Urban Tarzan. JJ.
Urban Tarzan.
He's told us to call him JJ.
I'm not going to call him JJ. He's Urban Tarzan. Why would you call him anything other than Tarzan? It's often do you get a chance to call somebody Tarzan?
It's like if Elvis's real name was, like, Lee. And you're like, no, I'm going to call you Elvis.
Elvis, man, yeah. Hey.
I'm Lee.
Lee. Call me Daryl.
Yeah. I would not.
Me neither. New York City's supposed to be kind of nice, but, you know, you watch it crumble under the soles of 16 million shoes, daily pounding the grid a cunt hair deeper into the fading Big Apple dream. Well, C decay, B decay. De Blasio played at New York City like a high roller at a perverse woke casino, where the floor walkers spot a big tipper short cons, yet look the other way, because like his former employer, the verdict is in before the jury is convened, and the verdict is always not guilty. So why bother? He'll just invoice the taxpayer for his lawyer fees anyway. This is a guy who thought decriminalizing public urination would somehow elevate the overall status of the people most often arrested for it. Go ahead, he said. Yes. Go ahead. Him and his commie crony in the city council piss all over the city. It makes us all better people. Douglas Nelson. That guy's urinating right in the middle of the street.
Yeah, he's in danger.
You see a very different picture than I do.
This is a victim.
At least he's urinating on the mayor himself.
Well, I didn't notice that, yeah.
You haven't lived until you urinated in oncoming traffic, I'll tell you that.
That's a good point.
Is that a fact?
If you're a pedestrian, all traffic is oncoming.
Eventually. The mayor has nothing but contempt for this place, but why should he, you know? I mean, like, New York just gave it up to this guy. You can blame Anthony Weiner. Anthony Weiner's fault that we got Mayor de Blasio, because he was going to be mayor.
Uh-huh.
And then Sydney Leathers.
Yes.
If I had her on the show, you could maybe go to my fucking YouTube page. We'll pull up that Sydney Leathers clip.
That's so crazy that, yeah, you've interviewed her and she had to do with that whole thing. She was supplying him.
She's a huge, she's a gigantic sort of chubby footnote in this whole thing.
It's an interesting adjective.
I love Sydney Leathers. She's the exact type I would have gone for.
Hmm.
Before I was a married man, I would totally bang just a girl like that.
Before you were a married man,
sausage
when you were
lady.
16 years old. First marriage was like 17.
Yeah, right? But I had gaps. Huh. I had gaps between the second one and third one more than the first and second. Mm-hmm. But I would have fucked her even while I was married.
Each gap.
I kind of did that. Why make a big thing out of it? Remember how, you know, I don't know where you're at right now. Are you able to tap a video for me?
Which video is that? Would you like?
Well, the next one is we get to see the slippery boss, you know, who de Blasio used to work for, Hillary Clinton.
Hmm.
Yeah. She's his mentor or something.
Represent inmates.
Thank you. How severe this cough was.
That was a good one.
Sounds
I should have cleared it up, yeah.
You think?
Yeah, that was the last one, probably.
Too much.
It's like mortar fire.
Sounds like the beginning of the Sublime album.
Or the beginning of Sweet Leaf. Or Ozzy.
Gonna do a pop.
We have to pan back and come back and like start over again. Like,
yeah.
We're joining Hillary Clinton now.
This is real.
sound?
It's like a proof of life video. Oh.
Sounds like my old granny.
Yeah.
Thank you.
My granny, my great granny doesn't even sound like this.
Oh, that was disappointing.
At least that wasn't in the mic.
That's been part of my mission.
Oh, okay. The thing you said 3 minutes ago.
Exactly.
It's like she's hinting at somebody that nobody gets.
It was about making people's.
Oh. It's bound to happen.
You taught me that.
That's, why was there a microphone near her ass? Who do we blame for that?
The Russians, naturally.
Can't make a difference.
Farts are always funny.
That is just...
It's hard to believe she didn't win that election, you know?
That was actually
the real California loved that shit.
Yeah, like, she's so...
If she had done more of that, she would have won.
Maybe.
She's so invulnerable, you know? She's so strong.
Right. She's so, you know, brown. I feel like... yeah, something like that. How you been doing, Ryan? You having
pretty
a fun
good.
Time? You having a fun day? You having a good day? Having
things
a good
are going
time?
Good. All the days are good. The time's good.
You hanging out with your lady?
Yeah.
Yeah. How come you don't bring her in?
Oh, because she's far away.
How come your dad keeps visiting, and you don't ever introduce me to your dad? Are you embarrassed to have your two dads meet each other?
No, I'm not. It would just be a standoff.
Make it awkward? Yeah.
So you're the one that is turned him into Asian to you, huh?
Yeah, there'd be a lot of that, sizing each other up.
Yeah, well...
Ryan's dad cuts Jeff Lynn's hair.
Yeah. From ELO.
From ELO, yeah. Jeff Lynn from ELO.
Is that true?
Yeah, he brought me to his house.
I looked at like a Jeff Lynn picture today where his hair was just out of control.
Yeah.
It was insane.
He hasn't called my dad in a while.
Ryan gets it from.
Yeah.
Next week on the show, guess what? The most highly decorated detective of all time, police officer in New York City Police Department, is that street warrior, Ralph Friedman, will be here. Yeah.
Oh, fuck this yeah. Book.
Yeah, dedicated it to me. Oh, I'm going to read it again. Pat, myself and the law enforcement community want to thank you for your support and unwavering commitment to law and order. He thinks I'm committed to law and order.
He has no idea.
I mean, I'll order, you know. But that's he'll be here next week. We'll be talking to Ralph.
It's been a while.
Friedman. Yeah.
So cool.
It's been a little while. I don't know. We want to go live with it. Like. Hey, Drew, are you able to do that on Facebook and YouTube?
Maybe.
Because last time he was here, it was a big thing because, it was supposed to be the first day we were doing it, and now I think Keith is going to try and do this again, right. And we're not going to do that. Just on YouTube and Facebook. You can do that, right?
I'll talk to the boys, yeah.
Okay, I need a link whenever you can. Right. Remember the cops almost got convicted of, it was very close. There's a guy, Grant, Officer Grant. They were in court.
Really?
Yeah, they were in court. And there are a lot of cops. Corruption trial. A couple of them got convicted. This guy didn't get convicted. But anyway, the reason that they didn't get convicted was Gabby Greco, the hooker, who supposedly was on the flight with them. She said she slept with them all night. They cuddled. Who cuddles with a fucking hooker?
All right, but that was their alibi? So yeah. With that alibi?
It wasn't an alibi.
Oh.
It was sort of a fucking snitch thing. Oh, kind of, not an alibi.
If you get him for an hour, you got to do something with the other 58 minutes.
Yeah. Ah.
Damn.
You're saying that you would ejaculate in 2 minutes and then cuddle the rest of the time.
I paid for it, didn't I?
You think it's more valuable to lay there and cuddle than just to get her to scoot?
Get out!
Yeah. I paid for this, so I'm going to...
You're saying it while you come.
Now clean it up, you guinea brat! That's what you'd say.
Come on, be a killer like your father. But we had Gabby Greco on the show. It's just a real short clip. Why not look at it?
Tell you what, can you point to where you put the dicks?
Yeah, that's her.
Oh. Right to where she put the dicks. Yep. There's a little ad in case you don't know what show you're watching.
I like how you wore the exact same outfit for tonight.
Who I am?
Yeah.
No, you're wrong about that. I just bought this tie today.
Mm.
Kind of special because we have a president here tonight. Oh, they're clapping for my tie. This is a $12 tie. You don't go out and spend $12 on a tie unless you got something pretty fucking important going on.
$12 for a tie is pretty good. Is that a new shirt?
It's a brand new shirt, too.
Is it actually?
Do you remember what I told you about the condition of my shirts last night?
That is a brand new shirt, actually.
It is a brand new shirt, because I told you, my shirts, I threw one in the garbage, and the rest of them are like, I have a hard time washing clothes.
Sure.
I'll take them off and put them on the floor.
Mm. They're washed. Well, they're clean.
It's got to be cleaner than the one I'm wearing.
Yeah, that's always it, huh?
And Mandy's the same fucking way. She's not responsible with laundry.
You know, I just did laundry today, and it was a fucking bummer. But we were talking about going shopping,
and
I'm kind of hurt.
You didn't get a hold of me.
We were supposed to go last night to this morning? I'm hurt.
You didn't really make a plan.
You got to get some shirts.
We talked too long on the phone last night.
Go shopping.
I was almost in a panic from wanting to get off the phone.
Were you?
Yeah. And I know you were, too.
I thought we were having a great time. Totally one-sided.
Yeah, you know what? You remember that when the Proud Boys first started kind of being on the sort of map a little bit? There was that professor that yelled at them.
You're proud boys!
Look at that. Yeah, yeah. You're proud boys. You're proud boys, too, you motherfucker.
She did tentacle porn.
Yeah, it was lobster porn.
Lobster porn.
Totally
lobster.
Different.
Lobster.
Much more dignified.
Look at that.
You should be ashamed of your race. Fuck LGBTQ rights. Fuck that shit. It's not up to these grown boys to kick the ass of a neo-Nazi. They don't have to raise their ass. They were taught to be grown boys. Fuck LGBTQ rights. Fuck Nazis.
It's coming from a professor.
I'm a professor. I'm a fucking chef.
The cunty professor. She's cunty, is why I call it that. I could have called it the fat cunty professor, but I'm not a bad guy like that. Welcome to the show. The current president and running as the incumbent at the Metropolitan Republican. No.
My friend is running as a chairman, running as president.
What are you?
I'm a board member helping.
You're a board member?
Board member.
Campaign manager guy.
Yes, that's
it. I thought you were a fucking president.
No, but I'll take it. I mean,
whatever
you want.
This is remarkable. Well, you look young to be. Someday,
you know, we'll see what happens. Transitioning to a dictatorship, so.
Wouldn't that be nice? Yeah. I wish we had a dictator in charge of the United States right now. I wish it was President Trump rather than Robert Mueller.
Pass those executive orders, you know? Maybe we can do it.
You know, the thing is, the courts are such dickheads. I don't remember a time when some fucking judge in Hawaii would just be like, "No, Mr. President,
right.
that's new."
Yeah, they're just making laws on their own.
Yeah,
unelected, do what they want.
And you would think that's what Trump is supposed to do. I mean, he's supposed to be Mr. Not respecting the process, and yet he has.
Obama did it. Obama passed tons of executive orders.
So Obama didn't obey the law ever.
Right. Exactly.
I mean, like, that's weird. Hey, wait, I can hear you, Drew. I don't know what I don't know what the most illegal thing he did was. It was either the NSA searches, Fast and Furious, or maybe when he was listening to conversations, the AP following that Fox reporter around.
The IRS scandal.
The IRS scandal's pretty bad. That might be it. That really goes at the heart.
All the stuff with Trump, I mean, he was president with the whole FBI investigation, the Comey, Mueller, that was all under him.
All under him. And you know that, like, under Obama.
Yeah, well,
yeah. He initiated all that shit.
He knew all about it.
It goes so deep. He knows all about the fucking, the dossier.
Right.
Which I was reading about the other day, and it was, like, written in 2007 originally now.
Wow.
It goes way back to some article in Wall Street Journal. There's a very similar article there. And they just dusted it off and gave it to him. They're paying for this information. The FBI is looking at it. And then using that for the FISA warrant is ridiculous.
It was always about Trump from 07 all the way back?
No, it wasn't about Trump at all.
Oh, they just put a blank.
They just changed the names.
right.
Oh. Yeah,
John
yeah.
Smith pissed on hookers.
I don't know if the piss was in there, actually. I read through,
later editions.
I might be listening a little bit too hard to that old ex-CIA guy. You know, sometimes I watch the videos and I don't really read all the links. But I did look at it and I was like, this is pretty wild. And it's obviously, you know, fucked up when Robert Mueller hasn't done one indictment that was for a crime before he came on board.
Right.
So all the indictments he has are like lying to us when we call you in for an interview. And then like he gets Manafort on some old shit or whatever.
Process crimes.
Yeah, just nonsense. You know, it's just one goddamn layer of bullshit after another. And Robert Mueller's not going anywhere, is he?
I doubt it. He has, you know, he has a pedigree. Everyone kind of loves him. And he's sort of and pretty quiet. He does all this stuff, but he never really speaks.
Right.
So he does all this stuff behind the scenes. He's like a real prick behind the scenes, but you never really see him say or do anything out front.
Mm.
So he gets away with it.
He doesn't want people getting sick of him.
Exactly. Exactly.
Although, we
certainly
are.
It's like that one photo they use of him for everything. That one Shutterstock image. He looks good in it. Hair's great. He looks like a nice guy, and they use the same one. No one... They don't see what he's doing behind the scenes.
Fucking ridiculous.
Agreed.
And like, he's... It's close. He's the most powerful man in America right now, arguably.
I just turned that on with my watch.
What's happening over there?
In trouble?
So John from Massachusetts asked the booth crew if they would turn on this TV, and I noticed that they hadn't because they're
slow
very...
Slow down a little, okay?
Yeah, they're very busy. So I turned it on with my smartwatch, and...
Turn that TV on with your smartwatch?
Yes.
What?
And,
yeah.
And it's five-year-old technology, and...
confusing the hell out of me, I can tell you.
Yeah, and the man
can you
who's
turn
a
me on
historian...
with your smartwatch?
Hey!
The man who's a better historian than myself noticed that it wasn't quite, you know...
Aspect ratio.
Yeah, exactly.
Can you do that with your smartwatch?
Probably not.
I'm going to try.
Stupid bitch. Hey, Andrea, I got a joke for you.
For.
Yes. So, like, what does a gay guy consider a very successful first date?
I don't know. What do you got, Pat?
Turd base.
Yeah.
It's an Andrea Bryan approved joke. I love it, Pat.
Thank you very much. Gets a green check. Have you seen this new thing where they're... I'm talking to Gavin Wax and, of course, to Ryan Katsuvera. We are... They have this all these news people now who are saying this is acceptable, this isn't acceptable, ranking the stories in all their different ways. There's one that just teamed with Microsoft. It's probably going to get all the it's going to be on everybody's fucking browser. And now we're going to have to, like, I don't know. What we're going to do is we're going to become, are you a red news person or a green news person? Because, you know, they're going to just, all the conservative shit is going to be shit canned, I feel.
It's all that Snopes stuff. They never correct themselves. They make, like, false statements with, was that Native American guy with four different names from the Covington thing? They won't correct it that he was a stolen valor. And if they don't correct it, it's basically, you know, it stands.
Well, he was a veteran, right? But he was a refrigerator technician or some shit.
Like Nebraska, and he had AWOL, and they discharged
him. He went AWOL.
Shit.
AWOL multiple times.
Yeah.
Not only that, he also escaped from jail.
Okay, well.
That's impressive.
Yeah, he escaped from jail. He's an ex-con, he is a con man, and he is a tribal...
Elder.
...fucking elder. When did it become a crime to fucking sneer at an Indian, you know what I mean? Or smirk. Or, like, for Christ's sake, so it's not why we killed all those Indians, is it?
No, not at all. The Trail of Tears was for other reasons.
Threw him the fuck out.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it wasn't... It was a
state deal.
It wasn't so some kid could get his family harassed for smirking at a fucking Indian.
Right, right. It was barely a smirk.
Barely, and it wasn't even that long.
He was
obviously
just uncomfortable.
Yeah, it was high stress. Yeah, it was a stressful moment, you know.
People say that about rape victims. They're like, they're smiling and laughing. Oh, she seemed like she liked it. Well, they were nervous. Well, people get nervous and they smile, and
They don't get fucking set on blast by CNN.
Yeah, and they said,
the chick I raped smirked at me. I'm an Indian.
I know David Hogue. He went through a lot.
Hogue.
I call him Hogue.
Hogue.
But they said leave him alone, he's just a kid, but then you get this kid smiling at a fucking guy, and then they're just like,
release the Kraken.
Right.
Yeah. And can you imagine, I wonder if anybody, all these people, did they give a thought? Are they happy that the school got shut down? Are they happy that all these children were terrified? A whole town was afraid. The authorities, wouldn't let them go to school. How did the kids' parents feel, like, before they got home even, you know? Yeah. And they're like, wait, we got more video. That clears it all up, and it's these fucking black Israelites yelling at them, calling them faggot. They're like, oh, this doesn't make me feel better.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad that, you know, but Jesus Christ, this is frightening. It's frightening to see, you know, when you live in Kentucky, your kids are in D.C. getting yelled at by these gigantic black guys wearing bath towels.
Right.
Call them faggots.
You smile at a guy, and now you're the bad guys.
Right.
It seems like targeting, too, where they're like, these are the bad guys, so, I mean, do with that what you will. It's like, because they were getting death threats, the school, right?
Hundreds.
Kind of like they painted a target. They were like,
not even
bad
the right
guy.
People. They just picked a random guy to look like him. They're like,
oh, that's right.
And they harassed the family when he was at a wedding or something.
Jesus.
It's crazy.
Yeah, that's going to be his wedding day forever. You know, all these fucking weirdos showed up. And I mean, like, it's amazing to me that anybody would follow through on any of these threats. Like, I mean, death threats, let's face it. You hear a lot about death threats. There's always some woman talking, I got death threats. When I put that up about Trump, I got death threats. And there's too many death threats, not enough murders. I've said that before.
Mm-hmm. Huge discrepancy.
Where's follow all the bodies? You know what I mean? Where are all the Twitter murderers? Yeah. Where is it? I want to like it. You know what I mean? I want to go like that fucking tweet where you got a death threat.
That's a moment. No,
I don't know if it... Yeah.
Twitter moment.
A Twitter moment? Yep. Oh, okay. You know what? Let's take a quick break, man. How about that, Drew?
QB.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And we'll be back in one moment with more with Gavin Wax, Ryan Katsuro. Oh my God!
Aw, so sad. She's so young.
Not intentional. No, Jesus.
Oh, she's.
Wait, is this a memoriam or my chick and my wig?
This is.
I think this is a mistake, Drew. Yeah.
We're back after these messages.
I'm so sorry that happened. That you saw the real picture.
What?
Ruth Bader Ginsburg, because she's dead. Accept it. I'm telling you, she's dead. Now, they're not reporting it. They're not going to report it for a long time. This is the kind of conspiracy theory that gets Alex Jones thrown off of Apple and shit. But, I mean, like, when that is a real question. When did conspiracy theories become wrong? I think it became wrong with Alex Jones. They needed an excuse to get him off because he was, I don't think they wanted to compete with him.
True, yeah. You know, I mean, broken clock is right, what, twice a day, maybe?
So. Unless you just destroy it.
Right. Well, right. Yeah. I don't think he went that far, though.
I don't see Alex Jones as a broken clock. I see him as, like, somebody you can set your watch to, you know? I mean, like, he's been right about so many things. I believe that globalism is an issue.
100%.
And I believe that...
Globalism.
You know, I believe, yes. That's what we need. No borders. I got sick of hearing the phrase "no justice, no peace." Do you get?
It's the most regurgitated drivel.
Yeah,
it's nothing. Literally means nothing.
To me, it means we're going to continue bothering you,
right,
until you do what we want,
right.
Mm-hmm.
So you get annoyed.
Yeah, you're not going to. You're not going to have any peace. No justice. What are you going to? You're going to make war against us until. How do you give justice? I mean, Mike Brown got justice. He did. I'm sorry, but that was, you know, when Eric Holder comes, the most fucking crooked AG in the history, the only one to be, censured by Congress or something like that?
Whoa.
He was a total piece of garbage. Organized that whole Fast and Furious thing.
Right.
Liar, piece of shit. He came to Ferguson and couldn't find anything.
Yeah. Hmm.
I mean, so if he's digging around and he's like, I guess it's clean. But sometimes they pull over a lot of black people.
Right.
Okay.
Wow.
That may be true. That very well may be true. However, Mike Brown, all that hands up, don't shoot, that was a lie. That's a known lie. I mean, like, that didn't happen.
Manufactured.
The kid lied.
It's like the signs that they always have that are printed beautifully the day of. You ever notice that?
Yeah.
Best signs.
We found this company. I forget what it's called. Peace something or whatever. The one that, like, Gavin, where they had, like, Gavin is a Nazi, get out of New York City.
Yeah, when we went to the Met Club, they had the same signs. Yeah.
You were there?
Yeah.
Oh.
I was in the back room with you, too.
Very cool.
Yeah, it was good to see you again. Yeah.
Well, thanks for that.
Yeah, yeah, but a while.
Oh, I'm sorry, Gavin Wack, Brian Nuck.
Yeah.
They print those signs, like... Yeah, it's a company that does it.
Arial font 57, perfect, right. You know, freshly printed. It's never organic.
Right.
And, you know, they recycle them sometimes.
Creepy.
Think about what do you mean? Like, they have these organic signs, they're printed, and they say, like, the same things all over the country.
It's pretty generic, so you can use it for a variety of causes. But
yeah.
They're all
pussy
pretty...
grabs back.
Exactly, right. Exactly. That's a hot seller, actually. It's a top seller.
I'm going to get one that says that and carry it around. I'm just letting everyone know my pussy grabs back. You know, the pussy hats at the day of the inauguration, did you see this, like...
That sea of pink.
Oh, it was insane. It was like 250,000 ladies and whatevers. And they were all, you know, a ton of them wearing pussy hats. And they're wearing their pussy hats to show their solidarity as women,
right.
You know, and their strength as women, you know. And they're also there to support the trans people who say that their genitals don't matter,
right,
who they are.
So it's kind of victory.
Wow.
A couple of contradictions in there.
It's hilarious.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's gay people marching alongside Muslims who are, you know, they're doing call and response with, you know, who the fuck ever else
is doing
there?
The call to prayer. They were doing chants from the Quran.
Oh, exactly. That.
There we go.
By the way, we have
been a Native American call. I think
that sounded
exactly.
Oklahoma.
Potato.
I would like maize, please.
My side.
I am maize eater. I come from. I can't do it very well.
Do you think you ever might end up driving Uber?
Me?
Yeah.
Thought about it.
This you might not think about it anymore after you see this. We have a. I'll tell you where it's at. It's under California drunk.
Oh, we got it.
Fuck
yo.
This guy is good. That boy good.
He good.
He good. Hey, Mandy and I told
just watched
in America. Yeah, we watched it on like Christmas, I think.
I owe it to watch.
We did a commentary with it, so I think, and we did the whole fucking movie.
You gonna release it?
Yeah. Dude, I don't know. I mean, like maybe it's in the vault right now. I mean, oh,
that's
not?
A great idea because you could line it up to the movie, like Wizard of Oz and Dark.
Yeah,
Shadow
but
Moon.
We used the N word hundreds of times. I mean, it was just
that's not enough.
It could have been thousands. It's a 2-hour movie.
Yeah, we kept it in the 3 digits. Okay, let's look at this this situation in California. I think this is your dad actually sitting up
there.
That's me. We're going to Southside.
No, we're not.
Wax up, wax up.
Never let them sit in the front, by the way.
It seems so obvious now that you say it.
You're lucky that's not a plane. Because they have been known.
You gotta let go, man.
What kind of jacket does this guy got on? It's so shiny and shit.
I don't know.
It's like a roller skating type
he's
jacket.
He's an Uber master.
Gives him super strength.
It's a death jacket.
It's amazing he's doing this with one hand.
He's not gonna pull over?
Yeah. Why not pull right over?
I love you, buddy. To get to that.
Is that right? I love you, brother.
I love you, brother.
We're gonna die. What the fuck?
We're not gonna die, man, but you gotta let go.
I love you, brother. I love you, brother.
Well, I don't love
you.
You
gotta let go, man.
You're trying to
I love
kill
you,
us.
Brother.
Huh. Ma'am, I'm in the middle of the freeway. I have a drunk Uber passenger grabbing my steering wheel.
No.
We're just south of 99 and 50.
He's a liar.
You're lying.
Thank you.
Sacramento?
Overpowering.
Sac Town.
Get the fuck off of me. Get off of me.
No, you will.
Get off of me.
He's like losing it.
What the fuck are you doing?
You know what? I don't know. I'm sorry. This is a little ridiculous.
I'm not going anywhere. I'm not going to die with you. All right, that's enough of that.
Wow.
Twice the legal limit, that's it?
New Odd Couple, Tuesdays.
Is that Ashton Kutcher?
You could watch a half hour of that.
Dude, that is...
Nighttime car video.
Yeah, there was too many jump cuts in there. I'd like to see the full thing.
Yeah.
Probably a lot of fun little moments in there that you don't... You know.
Maybe, yeah. I'm usually grateful for the thing.
Director cut.
Saves me all the time.
That was actually the...
It really realizes his vision.
Yes.
The dash cam.
It was actually the cockpit footage of April in 19... Pearl Harbor.
I thought that was the Malaysian flight that went missing.
Oh, right. We're going down. I love
you. We're going
you.
Down.
That's not love.
Which will live. Get in for me. You know, threatening people with knives. Wow, this guy here in England. Anybody here from England? Oh, no. Probably not.
Do you need me to be?
Yeah. Right. Yeah, we should show that fucking sexual emergency video, man.
Sexual emergency. I can't wait for your consent. Yeah. That was the, like, I don't even know if it aired, but with Jack right, Buck B and Stephen McCann.
Let's have a look. It's really quick here, but this guy has, like, got a small knife in the subway.
What?
Did somebody say knife?
What, is that a sport?
Yeah. Is that a laser sword?
Oh, yeah. Got a little taste.
Oh, yeah.
Listen to these ladies talking, though. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Turned into a backpack.
That's not a swarm.
No, that's two people.
It's like, oh, shit, please. He doesn't even drop the knife.
Is it the sword? It's the sword, isn't it?
There.
Is it, you know,
I think it's the sword.
Machete, technically.
Machete.
He was talking to Crocodile Dundee before. He's like, that's a knife.
You know what? I've got to give it to you. I usually call people out for this kind of shit, but that's a fucking knife.
That it is a knife.
That's a fucking sword.
Good size knife.
It's a fucking sword.
This is the same country that you, I think it's like an egg whisk you have to be over 18 to buy, but somehow these guys have machetes on the
that's crazy.
On the tube.
You get them at Walmart, pretty cheap.
Yeah,
you have to like get it. You have to be 18 to get it.
Yeah, I saw a meme. It was real, though. It was a meme, but it basically had a, I think it wasn't even metal. It was a plastic, you know, whisk, and it said, $2, whatever. No one under 18. But this guy is.
Interesting. You know the damage you could do with a slap chop? Remember that thing?
Yeah. Slap?
Put it on somebody's head and just...
Don't
people.
Give them any ideas. They'll ban everything.
Yeah, that's true.
You can do some damage with a thigh master.
Yeah, do damage to my hammies.
Yeah.
Damage.
I still use mine every day. Yeah, that was what's-her-name. Can we look at Suzanne Summers with a thigh master? It's so neat having the internet and having all this.
Right. Yeah.
It'll all be gone.
I haven't thought of the thigh
It'll
master.
It'll be gone, won't it?
All the Thighmaster stuff?
No, all the whole internet is going to be like you have to like it's going to be like microfiche or something. You have to order it. You
What's
have to
microfiche?
Like put in a request for a clip or some shit. They're going to start monitoring it. They're going to ruin it.
That's yeah.
What is microfiche?
Have to good work at it. I used to do What's aerobics microfiche? For my
what
drunk.
Is it?
Then I found Thighmaster.
Dude, she's pretty good looking.
Every single time oh, you squeeze yeah. Thighmaster,
yeah, I had
you
one of those in my home.
Right where you need it.
A so blonde like that?
Squeeze,
on your
yes.
Squeeze your way to shape
I called it mom.
When these muscle groups get out of shape.
Nothing.
Enough of the doctor.
Bold. Recommended.
If this guy's saying it, yes. You can take it to the fucking
they
filler.
They pan out and he's doing it.
I thought I'd never
Why?
Oh, mom jeans are hot.
Hey, now. That's
My
another sexy lady. Look at the way she's kind of laying back.
Not a problem with Thighmaster. Yeah. It's quick and easy, and you can use it anytime. And when I travel, Thighmaster travels right
okay,
along
Okay, that's probably enough. Yeah. Tonight's show brought to you by Thighmaster. And sex. quick look at let's look at that other cunty professor video. See what she's up to. You want to?
On a thigh.
Take your time. Yeah, thigh master. Oh yeah. Why not a?
It's like an angry like.
My thighs are not a problem. I guess for women they are though. Why do women retain? They gotta get fat on their thighs, and we get it on our like. I got mine on my balls.
James.
I got big fat balls.
Me too. Yeah. And my shaft.
No problem, honestly.
Like, yeah.
All the dick parts are just inflamed.
Gigantic fat dick.
Yeah. Impressive. dick master.
Cunty Professor 2. Yeah. The sequel.
Oh my god.
Yeah!
I'm a professor! I'm a fucking chef! I'm a fucking neo-Nazi! You're here to pretend those kids assholes! God fucking fuck damn it! Fuck LGBTQ rights! Those kids should not have to take piss in their ass!
Wow.
And you're putting them in that situation! I'm a professor! Fucking NYPD!
Damn.
What?
Who would clap for that?
She needs a thigh master.
Yeah. She needs, yeah, a whole body master.
Just everything.
She needs a mind master.
Yeah.
Fucking
terminator.
Brain master.
Lobster master. yeah, well, oh, hey, can we show a funny picture real quick? And then we will, and then we'll meet our other guest, Urban Tarzan, momentarily.
Yeah.
You want to, let's see, somebody do some transitioning around or something. I noticed Thomas Palladino had to work. Look at that. There she is crawling along on the guardrail. She's not climbing over it. She's crawling along on it on her hands and knees. They found her there at the Bell Parkway, I believe it was.
What?
Just some lady crawling along. On the Bell Parkway. Isn't that strange?
It's a great night's end.
They
out of the Van Wyck. Depends on what you're drinking.
He's like, just a little further, and here we'll be together, finally, at last. She's what an attractive lady.
Fine specimen.
You could really do some things with a lady like that. Like lay her down in all that wheat back there. That's the wheat behind LaGuardia.
Could be chaff.
Wheat.
Willows. I don't know. She looks like somebody. She looks a little like, what's her name? That fucking one from The King of Comedy. Sandra Bernhard, kind of, but like chubbier and younger by a lot.
I didn't know
there's
she's
an interview.
Still alive.
There's an interview we did with two fans, and it never aired because I forgot to record it.
Yeah, I can't
That's what she looks like.
That, you know, that chick was really interesting. I think we could have both fucked her.
Yeah.
This is
and
like
so we,
the definition of interesting.
So we did, yeah. You seem really interesting.
I'd like to be interested inside of you.
I'm going to get you pregnant in your mouth. I can't do that anyway. I got a wife, and she wrote this book, Unwifable. Woo! You can get it at unwifable.com. What good people we have in the audience. I know you guys bought a couple of these. This has everybody she fucked in it. Should be called that.
Many pages.
Including you. You got to look on the bright
thing,
side.
Right? You got to, like, she wrote down a thing about all everybody that she fucked, and it's a book.
There's actually not, like, much book. It's just a list, right?
Volume one.
Sorry.
This is A through N.
Sorry.
First volume.
God damn.
I'm on that list.
That's good. Now you're not, Tarzan. Tarzan's not on the list.
Under
if you were, yeah. I'd probably be single right now. Hmm. Yeah, I think you would have made an honest woman out of her, Tarzan.
Would he bring out the animal in woman, or does he tame it? Ooh, good questions. Ooh. We'll find out later after this.
Maybe
break.
He gets bitten by it, and then they have to put her to sleep. That happens sometimes.
Back in the cage.
Yeah. We'll be looking at some vicious animal attacks. Ooh, I love that. I love wild animal attacks. So much fun. But this is for you, Gavin. Thanks for being here.
Oh, thank you, man.
Appreciate it. Enjoy
each
your
end, though, right? Not the full.
Just read the last chapter.
That's where it all ends.
Gavin Wax, everybody. Beautiful book. Yeah. We'll look at.
I didn't get a book.
By the way, did you know Finland just now, like, outlawed child rape? Like,
really?
Yeah.
And so you could just rape.
Yeah, it's the last. They're dropping like flies. It's like now they have their open borders, and it's like it was getting to be a problem. Apparently,
wow.
Never was a problem.
In other news, there's been a mass exodus out of Finland.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're all moving to Kidland.
Fondland.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of child molesters and kids. We have this video. It's this kid who dances like Michael.
Michael?
He dances like Michael.
Michael?
I think it's in the build. Kid dances like Michael.
Michael. Oh, Michael Jackson.
No, not Michael Jackson.
Oh, fuck.
Michael McDonald. He came from somewhere.
I've never seen that man dance.
Oh, his dancing's amazing.
I don't think it really.
Behind a keyboard, you know.
Yeah. Every time you're there. That's a kind of a dance. Okay. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Just waiting for the ad to play.
Oh, come on now. We could do this all night. We could do our Michael McDonald's.
Yeah.
Unless this show is brought to us by Ray Moore and Flanagan.
Look who the fuck is here. It is goddamn Urban Tarzan, everybody.
Motherfucking Urban Tarzan.
Hey, welcome to the show. That's amazing. Good to have you back.
You too. Good to see you,
Pat. You've been in Vegas, right?
Vegas everywhere. You know, Spain, yeah. Madrid.
Spain. What are you doing there? Just
tell.
Hitting all that Spanish tang?
Well, yeah.
Tango.
Tango.
Tanga.
Nah, they do that fucking other dance.
Mariachi. Macarena.
Yeah.
If you're not familiar with Urban Tarzan, you're like, why the fuck is he Urban Tarzan? Well, you're an animal wrangler on a professional level. You've done many movies. He had a show, his own show, Urban Tarzan, with the funniest clip in it of all time,
where he
wrangles a chimp.
Yep.
And I
drunk chimp.
Drunk chimp.
Right. I did that backstage. I came in and I'm like, holy shit, and they give me a beer. I was like, oh man, all right.
Okay. Don't start running around and
with a pistol.
Being a chimp.
A gun, right?
Fucking ruin the ending.
Oh, damn it.
You gotta watch the clip. You will laugh. It was the best thing I've ever seen. Still the best thing I've ever seen.
Right.
Didn't you see it while you were on Best Week Ever or something?
Yeah, I was on Best Week
Ever. And I won Best Week Ever.
Did you?
I did on VH1.
Oh, shit.
I beat Lindsay Lohan and fucking that other fucking schmuck.
That could be anybody.
Matt Lauer. They were like, I was like, how the fuck do I get involved in that shit? Did they?
Right.
And that's when you see me, right?
Yeah. I saw the clip and I was
wrestling
like,
some fucking guy in the studio in Vivid Studios, fucking no less. Vivid Studios.
Vivid.
Yeah, we were down in L.A., right? And fucking I walk into the studio, right? And they're like, porn stars go that way. And I'm like, all right. And my manager's like, no, Tarzan, you go that way. And I'm like, fuck that. I want to go that way.
That could have been your fucking moment if your manager had.
It could have been.
Can you imagine?
Fuck like Spike that. TV, man.
That's how I got my start.
Right.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, like, when you're wrangling animals and shit, you know, you've been bitten by a lot of things.
Everything.
Scorpions.
Probably the worst animal wrangler in history, yeah.
Well, no, because it happens to the... I mean, like, you're immune now to cobra poison.
Well, I don't know if I'm immune. I haven't been bit again.
Yeah, try.
Test it. Well, check it out the next time I get bit, which is coming up soon with my Vegas show.
Oh, you got a cobra in that show?
We got two king cobras and shit, right?
Damn.
And they got to, like, fuck it. I got to dance with them and shit, and they turn... I don't want to give it away, but they...
They turn and bite you?
That's no, two women turn into two cobras. no pun intended, sorry, women, but like,
oh, no, they're cobras.
Right?
Cobras.
Oh, yeah. What are you looking at me for?
Shit, I thought you were Geraldo.
So, yeah, you got bit by a cobra in the, like, the hand? That's where
in the wrist. That's why I wear this. Whoa. That's why I wear this thing.
You still wear that to this day?
To this day.
It was years ago.
Yeah, it's October 10, 2010.
You tend to remember the day you got bit by a cobra.
Always. Any day you get bit by a venomous snake, you remember it. You know, it's like, every year you're alive, you remember it. So it's like, oh, shit.
Wait, are you raising your hand, Ryan?
Yes. Yeah. Mr. Tarzan, do you carry a little flute so you can tame the cobras? Do you do that?
I'm not sure, Ryan. Do you carry a flute to fucking make your hair look that way?
No. Like
no, I'm sorry. He has a basket for it. It's a weird wig, isn't it? Like,
I pulled it over the Keem.
He's like, oh, shit, dude, I'm sorry. It's like, yeah.
I thought Trump had a fucked up head, dude.
It's the Keemskis.
No, he's getting Trump beat.
Is somebody watching the clip of Urban Tarzan?
Are you watching, like, the interview we just had?
Yeah. I got a quick question. Why do you have to continue to wear the thing on your arm so many years later?
A cobra bit him.
Yeah.
Well, it reminds me, first of all, because the cobra, it's a neurotoxin, okay? So it fucks you. It doesn't hurt so much, but it fucks up your insides. And so my insides are fucked up. They've been fucked up for a long time. But when I wear this, it just reminds me, don't give it by cobra. Again.
You needed a reminder.
That is so inspiring. Just Urban Tarzan's insides are fucked up. Just like, I could see a song being made out of that. You ever think about writing a book? About all the shit you've done?
Yeah, but, I mean, I have to make sure, like, the statute of limitations are over.
What happens? Did you penetrate an animal?
An attorney do that?
Now, do you consider it rape to have sex with every animal?
It depends. Careful
how you answer this.
Because a dolphin may be pretty willing, you know.
Well, yeah.
Our friend,
well, dolphins
our friend
are rapists.
Down there. Yeah,
dolphins are known rapists.
Yeah. Now that's what I call rape. It's a little bumper of
rapists of the sea.
Yes, they are.
Is that why they're mammals?
Yeah, you know, the fucked up thing about dolphins when they rape someone, they laugh. You know, they fucking, they love this shit, you know. They're like fucking Ted Bundy, you know.
They let you do it.
It's all that dolphin privilege.
Yeah.
Hate it.
Everybody's petting them and shit, taking pictures, and they're like yeah. Oh my God, you know.
They get a little aroused, yeah.
And a chick gets in the water with a fucking period, and it's like the dolphin's like, hell yeah, yeah. Nigga. Let's do it.
Wow. That's the mutual of Omaha's very wild kingdom.
A very ghetto dolphin down there.
For sure, the Bronx, day to use the N-word in hot water.
It's like, a dead on dolphin.
Oh, is that period?
Yeah.
They like period?
Well, a lot of animals know it, like men do. I mean, I know when a chick's menstruating.
Your pheromones and stuff.
Nah.
You know,
sorry to disappoint. Give
I don't
it one
know.
Week.
Can you prove that you're not menstruating?
Prove it.
I took off my shirt 2 weeks ago. I gotta take off my pants. This is bullshit.
No, just show us the fucking tampon.
Not only take off your pants, you have to sit and, like, spread your legs open and convince us that you're not bleeding.
Yeah.
No.
Two more weeks, Pat. Two more weeks.
The rules. No.
I mean, I understand all animals as well as humans.
Mm-hmm. You do. You understand, like, all different breeds of dogs?
Yes, I do, especially one.
Which one? The pit bull?
Pit bulls.
Well, okay. Let's look at a video here under the section called Animal Attack Videos, where we see a pit bull attack in an Oklahoma school. Gone wild, on crack, on steroids.
Is that true?
Wow. What, the pit bull's on crack and steroids?
Yes.
From hell.
From hell.
Yeah. Extreme.
That was extreme.
You know, that dolphin thing? Mm-hmm. It's like they, you know, all the people want to go there and touch the dolphins, and they're leading them on. They're like, you know, excited. And you're right. It's like, why wouldn't they start reading?
Yeah, they're blue balling them.
People have touched me today. I'm a little
How many
excited.
People pet their fucking little dog and it starts humping their kid or right. some shit like that, yeah. you know?
I don't know.
Well, I trained it that way, so it better.
The New York Post site has so many ads on it, so I'm just going to wait 1 second.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's okay.
Sure it does.
I mean, I really didn't know. How you doing over there, buddy? You okay? Did you have something to add to the dolphin conversation?
Conversation.
Yeah, I just did recently.
Pick up the mic, though, bud.
You get to pet the dolphins?
You get to pet the dolphins. They like it.
So you just got them hard.
Yeah.
Oh, you remember we were talking about duck penises last time.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
Duck penises are these long corkscrew affairs that do a lot of damage to the little duck vagina. But the duck vagina, they rape, and they'll rape them, but like now the duck vagina is starting to grow teeth on the inside, so it's like animal fucking pussy wars.
Yeah, pussy 100%,
100%. Wars. 100%. Pussy wars. It's a long thing, though, because like it's an evolution.
But the problem with ducks is like they will procreate enough until they kill the recipient, you know.
They'll fuck the duck to death.
Yep. That's like, it's like
true. You put that so well, though.
It's like rape, murder.
They will. Whoa. Yeah, rape, murder. Exactly. Rape to death. Yeah. Now that's what I call rape.
Right. Real rape.
Yeah. I mean, it results with a body that is not moving or breathing. Let's look at this dog attack. Why not?
In the school?
Yeah.
Miller,
yeah. Not a very good view of the dog.
It's a black dog.
Hey, Mom, black dog. The way you move.
Get out now.
You overhear the teacher here. She's like, you let it in?
It's too late to start pointing fingers now. You just got to handle the situation.
There you are. Go to that four video compilation next.
Who let the dogs in, right?
Yes.
For real, right?
Dog is acclaimed, it'll be euthanized. So, hey, oh, too late, the dog's dead.
They got euthanized? Oh, it had rabies.
I assume. Now, why would anybody want to adopt a killer like that?
Ask your wife.
Shut it.
Nobody wants to adopt. First of all, the whole pit bull thing, in my theory, is like, first of all, I love the breed. I've had the breed my whole life. What got me into television was the breed.
You are Urban Tarzan, so I understand.
That's right. That's true. So the problem is, like, you know what? It's like with pit bulls, it's like a shark attack. It's the best fucking thing. You know, there's 4 million pit bulls in the United States, okay? So think about the attack. Of course.
Is that a threat?
That's a fucking threat.
You command the pit bulls?
That's right. I'll be the pipe. I'm like, let's go to the Crime City Report
what
show.
What a nightmare. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know. I sent you the picture. I should
Your
have
dog
him
is
in.
Fucking enormous. I'm going to send this to you, Drew. Maybe you can get it up.
Would you subdue him if he were to turn on you? Like, rarest circumstance ever.
Dude, if somebody attacked you, me, would you try to fight for your life?
Yeah.
Even though I'm bigger than you?
Yeah.
Stronger than you?
Sure. Hypothetically,
and
yes.
I have a knife.
Hypothetically?
Right, you would, right? So the same thing, man. So same with dogs, man.
Yeah,
so
you can try, but he's eventually going to overtake you, yeah.
Well, yeah.
What I understand is that what you do when you... if a vicious dog attacks you, here's what I've been told this is a good thing to do. You grab them by their arms, right? Their arms, their front legs, you know? And you just... split it open like that.
That would never work.
Breaks
First of all, I've been attacked, you know, and I will say this on air. No, I've been attacked.
It has to hurt. Their arms don't go that way.
Yeah. Guess what? That won't work. If it's an aggressive dog, that ain't going to work, man. That thing just keeps biting, man.
It's going to be a fucking tripod.
I had to kill a dog by putting my hand down his throat, you know, to stop him from attacking me.
I heard you put a finger in his butt. If he's locked on to somebody or you, you put a finger in his butt and you're like, let's go. I've heard that.
No, that's just me.
Why do we keep practicing that every week?
I know.
Is that
Jesus
necessary?
But you ready, Ryan?
You need finger in the butt readiness.
You're not even biting me, though.
It's like the off button.
Yeah, I heard, though. Is that true?
No. But with dogs, no way, man. You know,
finger in the ass is not going to make him let go?
Hell no.
Mm. But you can still try.
Real hard it would, though.
Hell no, man.
It's like, yeah! It turns into a different thing then, doesn't it? Probably go to jail.
I know, I like it.
Yeah.
Well, shit, did I just say that?
Dog poop that on your fingers.
How about two fingers?
You got two fingers.
Imagine he's like, yes, that will work, yes.
That takes
Maybe.
It up. Hey, did I send you this link about that happened in Florida? A guy got arrested in Florida. They had consensual sex in a hotel. In a motel, a very cheap motel, I'm assuming, and she called the police and reported him because he got rough, and I got too rough during the consensual sex, and she said he wanted to have anal sex. I didn't want to. I told him no. He went ahead and did it. There was a considerable amount of blood in her underwear, so I'm just letting everybody know that is illegal to do.
You can't. You were right.
I told him.
You cannot just stick it in her ass just because you're fucking her.
No doesn't mean maybe, but
no does mean maybe.
Right.
First no.
It means try again. I heard. First no is try again.
Yeah, what if you would have taken no the first time you heard it every time? I never would have fucked anybody.
I wouldn't have gotten jobs. I wouldn't have, you know.
It's like a whole thing when you're fucking teenage girls. As a teenager, no. Of course, you know. Yeah,
they said no a million times, and then it turned into
thanks
oh well.
For the clarification.
Yeah. Oh well.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And now it's just complete right. indifference, is what I get. You know what I mean? She's like, yeah. We can fuck, we can not fuck. I'm like, okay, this is exciting being in your 40s.
Yeah.
Too bad there's not some kind of a chewable dick pill that I can enjoy. Yeah, make sure you buy the. But they're not paying for it. I'm not saying it.
Oh, I see. Well, if you watch Trump on Thursdays, you might get a
maybe.
Little
how come Trump is not up on the app? Anybody know? They complained to me like I'm going to do anything about it.
Yeah. Speaking of that, on an Escalade, I knocked somebody's hat off.
You knocked somebody's hat off in an Escalade?
On Escalade in Penn Station on the way here.
Escalator.
I'm going up, coming out of Penn Station, going down, and he's wearing this fucking big button that says, what the fuck did it say? It said, fuck Trump, some shit. See, some old hippie, right?
Pussy so grabs back.
And he had hat, and I'm going.
I know what it said. It said the fucking, I know that guy, I bet. Like, he sells all that shit, right?
He's an older dude, but he's an old dude with long hair like me, man. I'm walking on that, like,
it's the anti-Trump train.
Oh, yeah, he's going down. I'm like, yo, what's up? Because I'm love, you know, I feed the homeless people when I'm down here.
Yeah.
A couple shots of Jameson.
You're the Trump supporter I keep hearing about.
So I'm drinking Jameson right now. Just
they're violent. This is the guy.
Yeah. He's like, I'm like, come on, man, with that shit.
Really?
Yeah.
I love it.
I was coming up out of
he's coming down, you're going up.
Yeah,
and then, like a drive-by hat swipe. That's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, I'm like, yo, buddy, smart up.
Because
yeah.
You know, like nobody does that to them. Nobody ever fucking. They're used to just like doing it with fucking. They have impunity.
Yes.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. They can do
they act
like they want.
Dicks with impunity. Do we have any more? Let's look at that animal attack compilation. I want to see these animals attacking. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
This one starts with a bull.
I'm going to Spain next week.
Ooh, that looks rough.
That's going to be perfect.
Watch your nuts. Because these bulls really know right the dead center of your tape. When they get up under there, ouch!
That
didn't feel good at all.
I actually love everything that bull is doing.
Yeah, it was beautiful. It was a beautiful attack.
Like, you know, you got to be an asshole. I mean, I do it for a living, but like these people are just doing it for fun. You know?
Yeah, horn really smells, though. Watch it, he goes way up under there, it's perfect. It's like they know, that's where there's something tender under there.
And so when you're on the ground, they leave you alone, they don't really try
to
gore
really.
You? Oh, fuck.
True story, Pat, I was once charged by a bull.
Let me go on a camel ride.
Yeah.
Were you overcharged?
It was good.
Look at this camel incident. Camels are mean animals.
Not necessarily.
It's the way they're raised, right?
No, it's not.
They're raised as camel fighting, camel fighting rings.
Beast of burden.
Yeah, beast of burden.
My show just made of ridiculousness. They used Mike Camel's episode on ridiculousness.
Really?
Yeah.
Awesome. Ridiculousness.
Yeah. Ain't that great?
This is not quite an attack. I wanted this elephant to knock this boat the fuck over. He doesn't do it.
What you doing?
None of them are panicked either.
I wish the elephant would have fucking knocked
him. Yeah, I don't like people who don't panic.
Wow.
I'll tell you, one of my favorite one of these animal tag videos is like this man and woman are in like one of those like fucking safari preserve kind of deals like in India. Let's watch this real quick. That's what happens when you help an animal that's trapped. They don't appreciate it. They're dickheads, these leopards.
Ouch.
Yeah! Ah, fuck!
Oh, no, if I was tied up and hit with sticks, I'd bite the shit out of all you motherfuckers.
It was a video where...
We don't do it.
Yeah, that's the thing. There was a... Okay, that's enough. There was a video of, like, just a leopard. It's like, this town in India...
You know how to roof? Fucking,
and it's just like... At any time in India, in some places, a leopard will just come in and, like, kill 4 or 5 people.
Oh, my God.
Wouldn't that be great to have, though?
That kind of sounds fun.
It really keeps you on your toes.
India needs more leopards, then.
But he's... Hey,
more lepers.
It's a leopard colony.
Keep the population down. Yeah. Instead of a leper.
Their little paws are rotting off.
Leper.
Alms for the poor. Ah,
leopard
pussy. Let's look at the, why not? Oh, no, what I was describing, it's in India, right? They're one of these nature preserve kind of things, safari deal. And, like, they're having a fight, I guess, because the woman, like, gets out of the car and slams the door. you know? And she's like fucking gonna, she's doing that whole deal.
Yeah.
You've had this before.
That's China.
A woman gets out and you're like, what the fuck am I gonna, oh shit. And you gotta deal with it because you can't leave her there.
Get back in the car, honey.
Get back in the car. Right. So yeah, he's like, get back in the car. Leopard or tiger comes through.
It was a tiger. Yeah. It was a tiger. That was China. That was China.
China?
China. China.
Yeah. So great.
And the best thing about that story was, and that video was, it was a husband and wife fighting, right?
Yeah.
And they fucking, and the wife jumps out of the car in a fucking park, and a fucking tiger just comes and rips her away.
Yeah. He like, with his arms, like, takes her, yeah. And like.
Wow.
And then the mother-in-law jumped out, and they tried to save it, but the wife got killed, and the mother-in-law got killed.
The moment that tiger's in possession of that woman, you know what? That's your wife now.
That's your wife, yes.
Yeah, he took
You know what's
away.
Funny is that it's more dangerous to be take your chances with the jaguar or whatever than be in the car when a Chinese person's driving it. So I think she did the safer thing.
Oh, here we go. There it is.
They're not good drivers.
Scene.
Yep. This is great.
Yes, Chinese people, lousy drivers. Tigers, yeah, like lousy house pets.
Like, fuck you. Like,
I'm angry. He's like, you gotta be kidding. Don't do
you
this.
You suck.
Shit.
Why?
You out of your fucking. And she's
I'd
like,
I'd be happy
drive,
if this is my wife. And I was arguing with her. Y'all don't get out. There's tigers there. Yeah. Oh, shit.
Yep.
Goodbye, bye, bitch.
Dragged her off.
I mean, it's a horrible thing, but.
I hope that the tiger fucks.
Snidely whiplash.
You don't hear a tiger coming up to you? Oh, I guess
no, they're still. Nah, man, they're waiting. They're sitting waiting. Look at that.
Yep,
it's a big
bye.
Bye bye.
He went like four steps and he's like,
yeah, he's like, forget it.
Nah.
Yeah, he's like, she's gone.
I can always get a new wife.
That's an assist right there. I'm on your side, dude. She's totally bitch. I'm glad nobody laughed at my driver car Asian thing because that was a serious note. That's an informative.
See, the mother in law, she went. The mother in law, I think, got killed also or something.
Oh, this is nice and close up.
It's actually horrible.
They're great.
Damn, smack. Shit.
Urban Tarzan, can you take a quick break? And we'll talk to Cormac, and we'll have you back in just 1 minute. Is that cool?
All right.
Urban Tarzan's here, everybody.
Urban Tarzan.
Yes. Straight out. We're going to talk about a Soviet murderer, I believe. He's going to do this. Yeah. Get up close. Oh, yeah, and you can copy right there, actually. Wait. Oh, yeah, we're actually still on the air, aren't we?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So, no, come have a seat. This is the paper that I didn't read yesterday. And we have, we could go 10 after, maybe. Yeah, why not? Cormac, yes, author of Weird Habits of Presidents, something like that. You have a book.
All manner of things, yeah.
All manner of things. Now, you are a Civil War historian. You are a general historian and a lieutenant historian. You know about all sorts of things. Tell me about something this week.
Okay. A lot of people in here may have heard of this guy, Andre Chikatilo. The Butcher of Rostov.
WikiLeaks.
One of the most famous, one of the most prolific serial murderers of all time.
Really?
Look at him.
Whoa.
Looks like a nice guy.
Yeah.
Looks like Jim Norton.
It does. It absolutely looks
pretty
like
much Jim Norton.
Norton,
yeah.
Everything about this guy's...
Chikatilo and Sam.
His career and his life is fascinating. So, I mean, we could talk for hours and hours. So I'll just... There are a couple of things about this.
Is he in the WWF?
He could be.
That's
scary, scary looking dude.
Very interesting. Tell me more.
But, all right, so unlike a lot of serial murderers, he started his career in 1978. His last murder was 1990. And
78 to 90, that's an extensive career.
56 victims.
Oof. Oh, my
and
Jesus fucking Christ.
What's really interesting about him, unlike a lot of, almost all serial killers... Everybody was a victim, except the only people he wouldn't kill were adult straight men. Everybody else.
Yeah, you can't kill us. That's 4.6 a year. Wow. 4.6 a year. Yeah.
Damn. So if you were, I mean, children.
You killed one per
season. Boys, girls, old women, prostitutes, people of privilege, anybody. And what he would do, his
like
MO.
Like anti-woke, yeah.
Yeah, he prowled. Now Rostov is a city in Western. That's where his base of operations was, Western Soviet Union, and it's actually a very beautiful town if you look it up on Wikipedia.
Blood Rostov. Blood makes the grass grow. Yeah,
gorgeous. Lots of nice architecture. But he had a very interesting job, and this is one of the things that makes him allowed him to be as
prolific as he was. What did he do for a living?
He was what they called a supply clerk for a factory. And in the Soviet system, his job was to make sure that all these different factories were up to quota. And so he would go and be like, you know, you need to produce this much linoleum, this much lumber. So he traveled widely in the area. So he would kill a little here, kill a little there, over here. And this is one of the reasons.
I'm the kind of guy that never settles down.
I'll stab him and I'll squeeze him. So,
I kill a little here and I kill a little there. It sounds like a great life.
Well, oh God!
Except for the supply clerk thing.
Well, right, and so here's one of the reasons he never killed adult men is because he, unlike almost all other Russian men, he never drank, so he didn't get along with anybody. So he also had.
So you'd have to get along with a guy in order to kill him.
Well, yeah, because that's what he would do was approach people at bus stations and train stations, anybody. Like I said, old, young, children, the people who weren't necessarily all there upstairs.
Retards.
And he would yes, yes. The Russians had another word for it. I think it was drishkes, but. No, but
please, you can't say that here. Yeah.
Sukas, sukas.
But and so he would befriend people, but he was never forceful. So a lot of people were like, no, you're creepy. I'm walking away from you. And he would go on to the next one, and the next one, and the next one. And so he was
like
very
a cross between Andy Dick and Bill Murray.
Wow. Yes.
So eventually he would find someone. And then he would take them into the woods invariably. And then what he did was really awful. He was extremely brutal. Mutilated them. He would bite off nipples. He tore out
good nipple biting picture, Drew.
Like, you know, genitalia, uteruses. He chewed on those. He never ate anything. Not a cannibal. He
enjoyed a nice chew.
He was, yes, quite literally. He bragged about that in when he finally confessed all of this.
So they'd be alive when they went out to the woods.
Yes.
They'd be like, this is spooky.
Oh, yeah, but yeah.
This is spooky. Why, you think it's spooky? How do you think I feel? I got to walk out of here alone. Yeah. Very old joke. But it was appropriate.
Yes, it was.
In the moment. We just talked about this.
Yes, we did.
Not afraid to do that.
No, yes.
Why would you say that?
Why would you? So, 56 people. And part of the reason he got away with this for so long, not only because he's got this weird job that allows him to travel. And so
12 years worth of
the Soviet system sucked. And police work was shoddy. And
we're not getting paid like according to how well they policed. It was like,
I mean, their methods were appalling. And also, there's this weird thing about the Soviet Union. Even in the 80s, even though they're coming up against Glasnost, which is any year now, right? In the 1980s,
yeah.
There's still this thing where if you admitted that there was a serial killer, that meant that the whole Soviet system was indicted. Mm. That communism was just as bad as the decadent West, which produced all manner of serial killers. And they couldn't, and that was so, the media, the police, everybody kept a...
Yeah, Reagan gets wind, they got a serial killer down there. He's going to come down there and...
Right.
Tear down this wall.
They tamp it down, and a lot of people don't even know about it until it gets out of hand. And another thing that he would do...
It's out of hand.
Well, yeah.
How many murders is the get out of hand point?
Well, they only suspected him of 36. When they finally got him.
Of course, he's going to round up.
The other, yeah, right. Well, but they found the bodies.
Oh.
So, but he would also carve the eyes out of his victims. Mm. And nobody else
that's
did that,
smart.
So...
Better not to see him with.
That's how they connected all these disparate murders, was that not everybody's going to, you know, carve the eyes out.
Not everybody who kills will carve out the eyes. I was a mistake of nature.
The U.S. had better serial killers. Or...
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, except, no, this.
I think that's part of what took down the Soviet Union.
Right.
Amazingly.
This guy was in Rocky VI, I think. Fought Rocky.
I will break you and cut your eyes out.
I will carve your eyes out and chew on your scrotum. Not eat it.
Grotsky, no, never, never. Just chew on the naughty bits. And
well, they got you chewed on it, and then just like, that's enough. I'm good.
Yeah, I mean,
not an animal.
He it was very but he would dance around the body.
Dance.
He got so good at carving them up that they are. eventually thought that it was a surgeon who was killing these people, but he was...
They always think that. Wow. It's like some Jack the Ripper shit, you know, go back and like, this must be a surgeon. He has a scalpel and very surgical the way he cuts them. If you got time, anybody can do that shit. Right? Just like watch YouTube
videos. There were YouTube videos back then.
I mean, if you're carving up that many bodies, you know, I mean,
yeah, you get good at it, I guess.
If you burn people alive, that's your thing. They're like, it must have been done by a volcano.
It's like a steam from.
Must be a volcanic man. It's a dragon. No, it's just a guy who burns folks.
We've had fire for thousands and thousands of years. It could be.
You can access it.
It looks like a scene from Studio 54.
Seriously. I don't know where the shirts are coming from.
It's on Coke. It's like Bernie Madoff.
Strange place.
It's like the Love Boat. Like,
so you play checkers on them. Chess.
So the thing is, in the Soviet Union, you had, I think in Russia in general, this goes back before the Soviet era, you had to get a confession out of a murderer.
In Soviet Union, confession gives you.
So that's why there were a lot of coerced confessions in the Soviet Union. But he sang like a canary, so and confessed everything. So they put a bullet in his head.
Just one.
It's where it needs to go.
It seems a really good name for
two in the head.
Who was a jerk?
Drop the gun. You walk. You don't run.
Yeah.
That was their was a firing squad or just
no. That was
but kind of an
execution
thing.
In the Soviet Union. You go to a room with a drain in the middle of it. You kneel down, execution style, a pistol in the back of the head. Mm.
In Russia,
it's very efficient.
Drain. Very efficient. Nothing
cheaper.
Most efficient thing the Soviets ever pulled off.
The train runs into you.
Yeah.
What are you saying? Why don't they just put somebody on an operating table, you know, and put them out, and then just remove their heart and give it to somebody?
Like who?
You're asking me?
People need hearts.
That's true. Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, just take all their organs. Why do you need anybody's permission to take their organs? They're dead. What the fuck are they going to do about it?
You know, I've often wondered about that.
Yeah. How do we know?
You got a point there.
Yeah, I mean, my
especially
organs.
Especially since organ donation is like a thing, people die all the time because there isn't a liver available, and I wouldn't want my liver, but.
Well, you know, some of us are rotten all through the inside. Apparently, from being bitten by cobras.
Right.
Yeah. All right, we're gonna look at a couple more animal videos. Thanks very much, Cormac O'Brien. Woo! His website. Yeah. I'm not even going to say what it is. Author of Cormac O'Brien. Cormac Hob Brian.
Right, yeah.
That's odd.
The apostrophe is going away in the age of digital media, but
yeah, the apostrophe. Any kind of per se, that's going to go away.
Yeah.
Yep. A lot of shit's going to change. Oh, in the name O'Brien, you mean the apostrophe is going away?
Oh, exactly, the apostrophe.
Yeah. Oh my God. And it's going to be like
you're
normal.
Not on mic. I want to point that out.
I'm not on mic.
This is an apostrophe.
Usually this doesn't happen.
It turns up, you know, nowadays it turns up as like a weird
He's
character.
He's standing away from a goddamn mic.
Next time you come back, we're chaps. Come back over here, Urban Tarzan. Real quick, we'll just look at a couple more quick videos, and I'm so happy that you're here. And I also want to say thanks to my guest, Gavin Wax, who's an amazing guest. And come back again, will you? Will you come back soon? Oh, there you are, right there. Oh, my bad. I thought you were stuck up there.
I had a good question, too. I totally forgot.
What is your good question? About the killer?
No, it was an animal question.
Okay, let's look at some animal. Whatever you have on there that's an animal, my friend.
Ooh. Oh, it links to both things with Cormac. And do you think there's a serial animal killer where they've killed more than one person out there?
Animals?
Yeah.
Like a dog that's on the run?
Yeah, most of them.
Yeah, maybe.
If most animals have killed more than one person?
Yeah, most predators, yeah, man. That's their thing, man. That's what they want to do. They want to kill more.
I don't think that's true. That most animals have killed multiple people?
What about scorpions?
It seems unlikely.
I think a scorpion has like a one body count.
That's a rock group, man.
Ah, they do rule.
Here I am. Yeah.
Sting you and sting.
There's one right there. There's a scorpion.
Hey, now stay right there. And drop the trap.
Well, you did it in Bahrain. Here's a hawk that captured a pigeon. And you think like, the hawk's hungry. That's what it is. Nope. He just picks him up and waits till it's dead and drops it back on the sidewalk like a baller.
Pigeon was talking shit.
Yep.
Well, see, something spooked that hawk. That's why he dropped it.
Pigeon had a loose beak.
That's why he dropped its kill. Because the pigeon, yeah.
He knew he was being incriminated.
You see a dead pigeon on the street all that much. But
the video of the New York City rat killing a pigeon?
What?
Yeah, something. Hawk, no. Yeah, why not? Rat versus pigeon.
Horrible.
I mean, you got to go on rat, right?
What's I've seen a lot of
what
shit.
What is a pigeon going to do against a rat?
Well, the,
why?
Give it a
disease. Normally, you should fucking fly away, right?
Yeah.
Who do you? Yeah, they have that ability, don't they?
Yeah, but no, hell no, man. I tried to fight the pigeon, and watch this shit. This is fucking creepy. This bugs me out, and I've seen a lot of shit. It's the size of the rat compared to the pigeon.
Yeah, not big, huh?
Grosses out Urban Tarzan.
It is big.
Yeah, this shit does, and it drags it into the fucking woods and eats it.
It's like MMA.
Drag it into the woods and eats it!
Pigeons are retarded, though.
It's a difficult situation!
It's a very difficult, though.
That's a Manhattan fucking pigeon. If that was a Bronx pigeon, the fucking pigeon would have took the rat and flew away with it.
Could have shot him with a butterfly knife gun.
Yeah,
look at that. He's like pizza rat, but he's pigeon rat.
Bye-bye. Yeah. Look at the motherfucker trying.
Guy getting away? No.
No, he come again. Whoa. He gets him again.
Damn.
I've never seen a fucking rat hunt. Like that. I thought they just ate shit that they found on the tracks.
Yeah.
Hell no,
man. This is
personal.
There's something. This is mob related.
New York rats are the best rats. Mm. Love them.
Best rats.
They are.
What the
That's
hell?
A guy. That's New York pride. New York rats are the best rats.
They're the strongest, man. They're the strongest rats.
You used to catch them?
Yeah. At 51st Street, I'd be all drunk, right? Coming home, sitting there, right? Sitting on 51st Street down at the bottom of this train station, right? Sitting with my duffel bag. And the rats come, right? Everybody's going back and forth. And one day, it's a funny story. So the rats are going back and forth, right? So I'm like, going around my bag, going around me. People just one by, I'm sitting there. I'm just drunk, asshole, right? Got fucking like $800 in my pocket. So I'm not like a homeless dude, right? So I'm just sitting there. And then, so they're going by. So I just grab a rat. I'm like, and it's like, and it's like pissing all over the place. Yeah. People are like, oh shit. So I put it down and keeps running, right? And then, no shit, my father's wife, you know, my stepmother walks by. She's like, John? And I'm like, hey, Betty. Fuck you, Betty.
And ladies, he's...
Did she see the rat
thing? He's single, ladies. Yeah. Come on.
Did she see the rat pickup thing?
I don't know if she did or not.
Why didn't she call you Tarzan like the rest of us do?
True. Back then I was younger. They didn't call me Tarzan back then. I didn't know if you noticed. I don't shine shoes no more, Pat.
So what are you? Come over here. You're on the show. You're getting fucking fresh.
Come and get your shine box.
Yeah. Threw the fucking hair out, Pat. I don't know if you see the fucking hair or what. It's Spike TV. You didn't see that?
Wait, will you come over here?
No. Hey, Pat. No.
You're fucking fresh.
Ruin my party.
No. He's a big boy. He got a show. He's all right.
Urban Tarzan, everybody. Thanks for being here, Urban Tarzan. Gavin Wax was also here. Good luck in the election. I know you're going to win, but you're not running, but I know you're going to win soon. And of course, Cormac O'Brien. And thank you to our audience. Wow, the great audience. I'm sorry I didn't get it all done in one clap. Ryan Katz, Bear, see you guys later. Thank you, Anthony Cumia, for letting us do this show. And put that in your dick hole.
Yeah. Nice.